Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going deep on something that could save you a bunch of headaches and maybe even some cash, you know, when you're looking to buy a used MacBook.
Right.
Yeah, trying to score a deal online.
Mm-hmm.
Smart move.
Yeah.
But before you jump on that deal, we got to talk about Activation Lock.
Yeah.
It's this sneaky little feature that can turn your tech bargain into a really expensive paperweight.
Oh, yeah. Activation Lock, also called iCloud Lock. It's like a digital chain linking that MacBook to the previous owner's Apple ID. Super powerful security feature.
So like find my iPhone, but for your computer.
Exactly.
Okay, walk me through this. What's the big deal for someone like me who's, you know, just looking for a good deal on a used MacBook?
Okay, so imagine this. You find the perfect MacBook online, right?
Mm-hmm.
The price is right. You're ready to click buy. But what if the seller forgot to sign out of their iCloud account?
Oh.
Or worse, what if they're intentionally selling a locked device, just hoping to take advantage of, you know, someone who doesn't know any better?
Right.
Then suddenly, that shiny new-to-you MacBook is useless. You can't get past the activation screen without their Apple ID and password.
You're right. That would be a total nightmare. I'd be stuck with this expensive piece of metal and glass that's basically a paperweight.
Exactly. That's why we're doing this deep dive. We want to arm you with the knowledge to avoid that.
Okay.
So let's start by really understanding what Activation Lock is. It's a security measure built into every MacBook that ties the device to the original owner's Apple ID. This is great for deterring theft, because even if someone steals the MacBook and wipes it clean, it's still locked to that original Apple ID.
Okay, so it's like a digital fingerprint that can't be erased.
Right.
So let's say I end up with a locked MacBook. What are my options? I've heard some shady whispers about something called a bypass. Should I even consider that?
I'm glad you brought that up. Bypassing Activation Lock might sound tempting, but trust me, it's more trouble than it's worth. Think of it as putting a Band-Aid on a broken bone. It might seem like a quick fix, but the problem is still there lurking beneath the surface. The lock can reappear after software updates or even a simple reboot. Plus, using a bypass device can expose you to potential security risks and even legal issues down the line.
So a bypass is like sweeping the problem under the rug instead of actually solving it. Got it. So what's the right way to unlock a MacBook?
The key is to have the previous owner's Apple ID completely removed, and that requires going through the proper channels. The first step is to obtain something called a GSX report.
GSX report. Okay, you're going to have to break that down for me. What is that and why is it so important?
Think of a GSX report as a Carfax report for your MacBook. It pulls detailed information about the device directly from Apple servers. It contains everything from the serial number and model to the purchase date and warranty status. But most importantly for us, it reveals whether the device has been reported lost or stolen.
Wow, so it's like a complete history of the MacBook's life laid out in a report. That sounds incredibly useful.
It is. It's an essential tool for anyone dealing with used Apple products. Some unlock services will require the full GSX report, while others may only need the serial number. But having the full report gives you a much clearer picture of what you're dealing with.
Okay, so I've got my GSX report,
yeah,
and I've confirmed that the MacBook is indeed iCloud locked. What happens next? Where do I actually go to get this thing unlocked?
That's where unlock services come in. These are third-party providers that specialize in removing activation lock from Apple devices. There are many out there, and it's crucial to choose a reputable one with a proven track record.
You're right. I don't want to trust my precious MacBook to just anyone. What should I look for when choosing an unlock service?
Do your homework. Look for services that have positive reviews, clear pricing, and good customer support. PhoneStyle Server is one that we've had good experiences with, especially for MacBooks. But again, always research before you commit.
Excellent advice. So let's say I've found a service I trust, I've sent them my GSX report, and maybe even paid for the service. What happens next? What's the actual unlocking process like?
This is where it gets really interesting. It's also where things can go wrong if you're not careful. Remember how we talked about Activation Lock being tied to Apple's servers?
Mm.
Well, the unlock process happens on those servers. Essentially, the service communicates with Apple servers to remove the previous owner's Apple ID from the device.
So it's not like they're magically hacking into the MacBook itself. They're working with Apple's system to remove the lock remotely.
You got it. And this is why it's absolutely critical that the MacBook is completely powered off during your entire unlocking process.
Mm-hmm.
If you power it on while the unlock is in progress, you could interrupt the communication with Apple servers. Think of it like a delicate surgery. You wouldn't want the patient suddenly jumping off the operating table in the middle of the procedure, right?
That's a great analogy. It really drives home the point that we need to let the experts do their work and not interfere.
Exactly. And speaking of experts, most reputable unlock services have a very high success rate, often close to 100%. But as with any technical process, rejections can happen.
Wait, so even if I do everything right, there's still a chance that the unlock might not work?
It's rare, but it's possible. Sometimes there are discrepancies or errors in the GSX record, or there might be other unforeseen technical issues. If an unlock attempt fails, the first thing to check is the accuracy of the GSX report. You might even want to try pulling a report from a different server just to be sure.
So it's always good to have a backup plan and be prepared for the unexpected. It sounds like there's a bit of an art to this whole unlocking process.
There is, but it's not rocket science. With the right information, a little bit of patience, and a reliable unlock service, you can navigate this process successfully and end up with a fully functional MacBook.
Okay, that's reassuring. So even though this might sound a bit complicated at first, you're saying that with the right tools and knowledge, anyone can do this.
Absolutely, and that's exactly why we're here today. We want to equip you with the knowledge and resources to make smart decisions when buying used tech. Because knowledge, my friend, is power, especially in a world where technology and security are so intertwined.
I love that. Knowledge is power. And speaking of knowledge, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our deep dive. We've talked about what activation lock is, why bypassing it is a bad idea, and the initial steps involved in the proper unlocking process. But before we move on to even more tips and insights, let's take a moment to reflect. What stands out to you so far? What's the most important thing you've learned about activation lock and used MacBooks?
For me, it's the realization that there's a lot more to buying used tech than just finding a good price. You need to be aware of the potential security risks and take steps to protect yourself.
Absolutely. We'll be back in just a moment with even more insights to help you navigate the world of used MacBooks safely and confidently. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to our deep dive into iCloud Unlock on MacBooks. Before we dig into more essential tips, let's talk about something that really surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that even those GSX reports, the ones we were just praising for being so thorough, mm-hmm. can sometimes be inaccurate.
Yeah, that's right. It's not common, but it does happen. Think of it this way. Apple has a massive amount of data about every device out there. Sometimes there might be a delay in updating that information, or a typo could slip through the cracks. Kind of like a little glitch in the matrix.
So if I'm struggling to unlock a MacBook, and I'm sure I've given the service the right information, maybe it's worth getting a second opinion, so to speak, like pull a GSX report from another source.
Exactly. If things aren't adding up, it's always a good idea to double check. Most servers have the same basic information, but those small variations can sometimes be crucial to getting that unlock to go through smoothly.
Okay, that's a great tip. It's a good reminder that persistence pays off. Especially when you're dealing with something as important as unlocking a device. You know, it's fascinating to think about all the data associated with these devices. It's like each MacBook has its own secret history, and that GSX report is the key to unlocking it.
It really is, and that brings up another important point we need to address, data privacy. Before you even think about unlocking that used MacBook, consider the data that might be lurking on its hard drive. Did the previous owner wipe it properly? Are there any hidden files or sensitive information left behind?
Whoa, that's a thought I hadn't really considered. Yeah. I mean, I'd wipe the drive myself once I got it, but is that enough? What if there's some super secret spy stuff hidden deep within the system? I'm just kidding, sort of. But seriously, how do I make sure I'm starting with a clean slate, digitally speaking?
That's a great question. And it's one that a lot of people overlook. Wiping a hard drive isn't always as straightforward as it seems. There are ways to securely erase data so that it's virtually impossible to recover. We'll include some resources in the show notes on how to do this properly.
Perfect. I'll definitely be checking those out. So we've talked about GSX reports, unlock services, and now data privacy. What other hidden dangers or pitfalls should someone be aware of when buying a used MacBook? Is there anything else that tends to trip people up?
One thing that often gets overlooked is the condition of the device itself. Photos online can be deceiving. It's important to get your hands on the MacBook, if at all possible, before you commit to buying it.
That makes sense. I mean, I've definitely been fooled by flattering lighting and clever camera angles before.
Yeah.
So what should I be looking for when inspecting a used MacBook?
Start with the basics. Check the screen for any scratches or dead pixels. Make sure the keyboard and trackpad are working properly. Look for any dents or signs of damage on the casing.
Okay, so it's like a mini inspection before you drive off the lot. But this is a digital lot, so the rules are a little different. What about the battery? How can I tell if it's still in good shape?
You can usually check the battery's health in the system settings. Look for something called cycle count. This tells you how many times the battery has been fully charged and discharged. A higher cycle count means the battery has been used more and might not hold a charge as long as a newer battery.
Wow, I had no idea about that. So a lower cycle count is better?
Generally, yes. It's like checking the mileage on a car. A lower cycle count usually means the battery is in better condition.
This is all great advice. I'm feeling much more confident about navigating the used MacBook market now. But before we move on, I wanted to circle back to something you mentioned earlier. The potential legal issues associated with unlocking a device improperly.
Right. It's an important point and one that we shouldn't gloss over. In some cases, attempting to unlock a device without the rightful owner's permission could be considered illegal. It's essential to make sure you're buying from a legitimate source and that you have the right to unlock the device.
So if a deal seems too good to be true, it probably is. Better to err on the side of caution and make sure everything is above board. What about those situations where the GSX report shows the MacBook as lost? Does that mean it's a lost cause?
Not necessarily. Remember that powered off state we talked about earlier?
Right.
It's even more crucial if the report shows the MacBook is lost. Apple's security is incredibly tight, and any activity during the unlock can trigger red flags on their servers. It's like trying to sneak past a high-tech security system. You need to be stealthy and follow the instructions precisely.
This is getting intense. So even if it's marked as lost, there's still a chance, but it's a lot trickier.
Exactly. It might require a more specialized service and potentially a longer waiting period, but it's not impossible. The key is to find a reputable unlock service that has experience dealing with these types of situations.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. GSX reports unlock services, data privacy, checking the device's condition, and even the legal considerations. Is there anything else we should touch on before we wrap up this deep dive?
You know, there is one more thing I think is worth mentioning. It's not directly related to unlocking, but it's something to keep in mind when buying any used electronic device. Environmental responsibility.
Oh, that's a great point. We're so focused on getting a good deal, we sometimes forget about the bigger picture. What do you mean by environmental responsibility in this context?
Well, think about it. Every electronic device has a lifespan. When we buy used, we're extending that lifespan, which means fewer devices end up in landfills. It's a small step, but it can make a difference.
I love that. Uh-huh. Just like giving these MacBooks a second life. And it's a win-win. We get a great deal and we're reducing electronic waste. So to wrap things up, we've covered a ton of information in this deep dive. We've talked about the ins and outs of activation lock, how to find a reputable unlock service, and even how to make sure the device is in good condition.
And we've emphasized the importance of data privacy, legal considerations, and even environmental responsibility.
It's been quite a journey. But now comes a really important part. What does this all mean for you, the listener? What are you going to do differently the next time you're browsing those used MacBook listings?
That's the question I want to leave you with. We've given you the knowledge. Now it's up to you to use it wisely. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Do your research and trust your gut.
Excellent advice.
Yeah.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this deep dive with one final crucial tip that could save you a lot of trouble. Okay, we're back for this final part of our deep dive into the world of iCloud Unlock on MacBooks. We've explored the ins and outs of activation lock, learned how to decode those mysterious GSX reports, and even ventured into the land of data privacy and responsible tech buying. But before we set you free to conquer the used MacBook market, we have one last super important tip that could save you from a major tech headache.
Right.
Lay it on me.
So remember how we've been emphasizing the importance of keeping that MacBook completely powered off during the unlocking process? Well, let's dive a little deeper into why that's so crucial.
Yes, please. I have to admit, I'm still a little fuzzy on the technical details. Why does it matter if the MacBook is on or off while the unlock magic is happening behind the scenes?
Okay, so imagine this. You found a reputable unlock service. You've sent them your MacBook's details, and they're working their magic on Apple's servers. It's like they're sending a secret message to those servers saying like, hey, this MacBook is legit, please remove the lock.
Okay.
But what happens if in the middle of that delicate communication, you suddenly power on the MacBook?
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this. Does it disrupt the process somehow?
It's like someone yelling in the middle of a quiet library. It disrupts the flow, interrupts the communication, and potentially messes up the whole operation. Powering on the MacBook while the unlock is in progress could cause it to fail completely.
So it's not just a matter of being patient. It's about ensuring the process can run smoothly without any interference. Okay, I'm starting to understand the gravity of this. What's the worst case scenario if someone accidentally powers on the MacBook during the unlock?
The worst case scenario is that the unlock fails and you're back to square one with a locked MacBook. But it could get even trickier. In some cases, interrupting the unlock process can trigger Apple's security systems, making it even more difficult to unlock the device in the future. It's like accidentally setting off an alarm. It just makes things a lot more complicated.
Okay, that's definitely a risk I'm not willing to take. Patience is clearly a virtue when it comes to unlocking a MacBook. Submit your request, double check that the device is powered off, and then just let the experts do their thing.
Exactly. It's like baking a cake. You wouldn't keep opening the oven door to check if it's done right.
Right.
You trust the process and let it run its course.
I love that analogy. And speaking of trusting the process, I think it's a fitting metaphor for our entire deep dive today. We've explored a lot of complex information, but the underlying message is clear. When buying a used MacBook, knowledge is your best friend. It's about being informed, being cautious, and taking the time to understand the potential risks and rewards.
Yeah, absolutely. We've given you the tools and insights to navigate this exciting world with confidence. Now it's your turn to apply that knowledge and find that perfect used MacBook without falling into any traps.
And remember, even if you encounter a bump in the road like an inaccurate GSX report or a slightly longer unlocking process, don't give up. Persistence combined with the knowledge you've gained today will guide you to success.
We believe in you. Go forth and conquer the used tech market with your newfound wisdom.
And that wraps up our deep dive into iCloud Unlock on MacBooks. We hope you've enjoyed this journey of discovery and feel empowered to make smart, informed decisions when buying used tech. Until next time, stay curious, keep learning, and don't be afraid to ask those why questions. Happy MacBook hunting.